Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to be recapping Monster Jam from San Jose this past weekend. San Jose, California got four Monster Jam Arena shows rolling into the SAP Center on September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And let's get right into it. These were some pretty dang good arena shows. I've been so busy with Monster Jam the past 2 months now, and that's carrying over into October. So we got show results and footage from so many months in a row, so many weeks in a row. It's incredible how many shows that are up getting up on the channel, especially in September. September's gonna have the most shows this year than I think any other month this year. It's gonna be over 11, I think. It's gonna be, or maybe 11 exactly. But let's get right into the results. Starting off with show one on Friday, our racing winner for show one was El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a 10.047. Skills Challenge winner El Toro Loco Armando Castro again with a 9.769. Donut Competition winner Alien Invasion Barry Musauer 9.355. And your Freestyle winner Gravedigger Brandon Vinson 9.131. And when you add up all those points, your overall event champions tied, but the higher freestyle score goes to Gravedigger, so he takes the overall event championship for Friday evening with a 29-point win over Armando Castro, who also had 29 points. So, really cool. I also forgot to go over the lineup for you guys for this show, so let me do that real quick. We had Alien Invasion Barry Musauer, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Gravedigger Brandon Vinson, Jurassic Attack David Olfert, Obsessed Eric Swanson, Wildcard Darren Basil, Wrecking Machine Jeff Souza, and Zombie Brittany Marcotte. So that is the lineup. There we go. We got that up and over with. And your overall event champion, like I said right now, was Gravedigger Brandon Vinson for Friday evening. Really cool to see. Moving on to Saturday afternoon, show two. Your racing winner this time was Gravedigger Brandon Vinson with a 10.238. Skills Challenge winner, Gravedigger, with a 9.352. Alien Invasion Barry Musauer once again takes the donut win with a 9.355. So I'm looking right now, and it looks like they may have gotten the Friday and Saturday donut scores kind of messed up on the website, because everyone has the exact same scores for both days. But it still is true that Barry did win the donut competition in show two on Saturday. I was there. But I think these scores are a little messed up, because every single score in the donut competition for both days is the same on their website. So, it seems to be wrong. And your freestyle winner for show two, El Toro Loco, with only an 8.882. And that is really low for winning freestyle, especially for some California fans, if you know what I'm saying. But your overall event champion for show two in San Jose was Armando Castro, El Toro Loco, with 29 points. Now moving up to the Saturday evening show, we have your timed racing winner, El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a 10.941. Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco, once again, 9.755. Donut Competition winner, Zombie Brittany Marcotte with a 9.330. And your Freestyle winner, Gravedigger, 9.384. And you add up all the points. Once again, Gravedigger and El Toro Loco tie with 29 points. And your winner with the higher freestyle score again, Brandon Vincent Gravedigger, 29 points. Armando finally got the overall in the shows on Saturday afternoon, but he's still getting just so close to getting Brandon at almost every show now, and it always comes down to like freestyle, and Gravedigger always gets the higher freestyle score. So I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just really close on this little arena tour that they've had going on for the past couple months. Really close action. I love it. It's really cool stuff going on this West Coast arena tour this year. And moving on to Sunday afternoon's results for San Jose, California. Timed Racing winner El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, 10.495. Great Clip Skills Challenge winner El Toro Loco, 9.729. Donut Competition winner, Gravedigger, 9.409. And Freestyle Competition winner, Gravedigger, 8.464. With only about filling half the clock, Gravedigger takes the Freestyle win with only an 8.464. So going into this competition, it looked like Brand was completely out of the picture for winning the overall event championship of this show. But he came back super-duper close by getting the donut and freestyle win. Kind of pushed El Toro Loco down a few spots in both those competitions. And it came really close. And after all was said and done, Gravedigger and El Toro Loco once again tie with 25 points each. But that did not matter. Your overall event champion was Barry Musauer Alien Invasion for the last show. Which, by the way, I will mention is my 100th Monster Jam show I've been to in my entire life. Sunday afternoon show in San Jose was my 100th 100 show, and something really special happened. Let me get right into that. Right as the show ended, Brain and Vincent crashed Gravedigger pretty much right in front of me, and Brain and I, he kind of knows me a little bit. He sees me at the shows all the time. We, you know, we message and stuff, and I send him the footage. So he kind of knows me a little bit, and I saw him pull the flag off the back of his truck and kind of motion for me to come over past the safety barrier. So what do I do? Am I going to listen to the security guard telling me to not go down, or am I going to listen to the driver telling me to go down? Yeah, you do the math. So I went down there, and Brand handed me the flag off the back of the truck, and it was just one of those really awesome, cool, special moments where, you know, a driver recognizes you and notices you doing, you know, what I do, going out to these shows across the world. I've seen them in everywhere over California this year, and I guess technically I'm getting, you know, rewarded for it. I don't like saying that, but you know, I got lucky. You know, I got really lucky that, you know, obviously Gravedigger, Brandon Vincent driver, knows me and appreciates me enough to do that. That meant so much to me. That was so cool, so special. And now that flag's hanging up on my wall in my room. So really cool. I couldn't thank Brandon enough for that. I am eternally in his debt, you know, because that is so cool. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brandon. So, really cool action in San Jose. I will now tell you guys my schedule upcoming for where I will be in the next couple months. But before we get into that, let's go over some Monster Jam news that has come out today and some news that's come out this week. The Monster Jam season kickoff show has officially been announced by Monster Jam to take place on Monday, September 13th. So after this coming weekend of Monster Jam, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will have the kickoff show at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. So that is something to really look forward to. They did kind of show a teaser of something that we were hoping for, but honestly, I didn't really expect. We have a 40th anniversary Gravedigger body, which, with how little that the body is changed, it is still more changed than the 35-year anniversary body back in 2017. So if you guys remember that, the only thing they changed was the little skull and crossbones on the hood of the truck, you know, the roof of the truck that you see the least, was the only thing they changed, and they just changed that to say 35th anniversary on it. But at least this one, they kind of changed up the side. The Gravedigger logo is usually, you know, Gravedigger, like, flat on a line, but this is the one where it's grave above digger, You know, so I like that logo more. I think it looks really cool. And he took away the moon on the truck and put 40th anniversary there. So it's actually pretty cool. I don't mind it at all. I see people complain about it, but I think it's actually pretty cool. A lot better than 5 years ago. So really cool. I'm excited. And of course, I'm excited for the kickoff show because then I will know everywhere I'll be for 2022. Or maybe at least half of it. I don't know if they're ready to announce the whole schedule yet, but I'll know at least a little bit of where I'm going to be next year, and then as soon as I know, I'll be reporting it to you guys on the podcast or on my Instagram or everything. But that is it for that. Let's go recap the shows that I'll be going to in for Monster Jam upcoming this year. So first off, this weekend, we got Cleveland, Ohio for 4 Monster Jam arena shows. I am super excited because some history for you guys. Cleveland, Ohio is the place where Ryan Anderson did the first ever Monster Jam moonwalk, which now, 5 years later, we have an entire competition dedicated to him doing that one move in this building, Cleveland, Ohio. I knew it was somewhere in Ohio, but I kind of did my research. It was last night looking where I was like, was it Toledo? Was it Cincinnati? You know, just like looking up a bunch of like Ryan Anderson Son of a Digger clips in Ohio. And it was Cleveland. Cleveland was the first place he ever did it. So I think that's really cool. And especially to see Ryan Anderson there in Cleveland again. I don't think I guarantee he hasn't been there since he did it. So that's really cool. This is kind of like a big, you know, little Monster Jam history thing for me that I'm going to be there for. I'm going to see Ryan Anderson in the place that he did the first ever moonwalk. And I'm super excited for 4 shows, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. Let me go over the lineup for you guys. Definitely the most stacked arena lineup of the entire year. El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Mulk Warrior Elvis Linez, Hooked Brian Wright, Max D, Colton Eichelberger, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, Son of a Digger, Brian Anderson, and Stone Crusher Chad Tingler. So I did see Morgan Cain. He just returned into driving for Stone Crusher team under Steve Sims. He drove Hooked last weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he posted on his Instagram that he will be in Cleveland. So maybe it will not be Brian Wright and maybe it will be Morgan Cain in the seat of Hooked, which, I mean, another Gravedigger driver to add to the show. Incredible. I'm super excited. These shows are going to be super awesome. I cannot wait. Definitely probably the most interesting arena shows of the year with just the lineup we have. So that's really cool. Upcoming next weekend, we will have September 17th to 19th, Tacoma, Washington. I will only be there 17th and 18th, though, for 3 shows, which, hey, that's still not bad. We got Alien Invasion, Barry Musauer, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, Gravedigger, Brian Vinson, Jurassic Attack, Dave Olfert, Obsessed, Eric Swanson, Wildcard, to be announced, Wrecking Machine, Jeff Souza, and Zombie, Brittany Marcotte. So the exact same lineup we got for San Jose is going to Seattle, Washington for 5 shows, which I will be at 3 of, so stay tuned for those on Monster Jam Lord. Then, upcoming after that, I do not have a weekend for Monster Jam for the weekend of the 25th, but I will be going to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show returning to San Diego in September 26th. There are 3 shows. I will be at the one on the 26th on Sunday. So that's going to be really cool. I've not been to a Hot Wheels show in just about 2 years. Then, starting off October, I will be in Glendale, Arizona. Phoenix is getting another show this year. And this lineup is stacked as well. I do not think the lineup is complete, but it is a really cool lineup. We got Bakugan Dragonoid, Camden Murphy returning to the seat for the first time since before the pandemic. This is one of the most hyped moments of the year for me. Camden is an incredible driver. El Toro Loco Armando Castro is getting a stadium tour spot for this last quarter. Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, Vendetta, Mike Christensen, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy, Todd LeDuc, Max D, Tom Mentz, Jurassic Attack, Paul Jensen. So there are 10 out of 12 trucks announced for this. I mean, unless they're cutting it down to 10. I don't think so. I just think they haven't found 2 more independents because they got 8 filled trucks. Means they need 2 more independents. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. This lineup for the next weekend, which is El Paso, Texas, is returning. Monster Jam is returning to El Paso, Texas for 2021, October 9th and 10th. It is the exact same lineup that I just recapped for you guys. With the exclusion of Max D does not have a driver. So, that's a little weird. It is not. I made a mistake. We got Bakugan, Camden Murphy, Gravedigger, Adam Anderson, Mock Warrior, Bryce Kenny, Jurassic Attack, Paul Jensen, Wrecking Machine, Jeff Souza, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Rockwell Red, Aaron Kane, Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy, Tala Duke. So these lineups are still not complete yet. They're still not showing everyone. And those same lineups will be in Arlington, Texas, and Houston, Texas, coming October 16th and 23rd. So now we're just waiting for the season kickoff show, everybody. It looks like this will probably be about it for Moss Gym Lord for the end of 2021. Usually November and December are really light, so I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I kind of want to try to get at least one show in a month for those months, but I don't even know what they're planning or Monster Jam is even going to have shows, because this Thursday they did not add any new shows to the schedule and ticket list. So I don't know. But if you want to see videos from all of those shows I just listed that are coming up in the future, and over 50 plus shows from this entire 2021 year, plus so many more that are backlogged on the channel, go subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. And if you want to see those shows from San Jose, some really good arena footage right there on Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Make sure you like the all the videos and subscribe. And stay tuned to the Believe Podcast Network for more Believe in Monster Trucks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.